This is KXLY FM Spokane. And now your Coyote Country Club keyword.
I mean, obviously it's zebra. Zebra. I mean, why wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Zebra is your keyword. Get your points. Use those points as entries for prizes that you can actually win.
Get rewarded for listening. Log on to the big 99.9coyotecountry.com now. The big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It is news time, and news is brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Life in the Snack Lane.
Yum.
Jay, you might have heard about this. I sure didn't until now. Four zebras apparently got on the loose from their trailer on the highway in North Bend, Washington.
Oh,
you know where that is?
Well, yeah, it's right where I got gas yesterday and was Sunday and was complaining about it because it's $8 million a gallon.
Yeah, near Seattle. Yeah.
Everybody knows where that is, Steve.
Yeah.
They have the outlet stores there.
Okay.
So, you know, you go outlet shopping when you're on your way there. That's, you know, at least you do when you don't go that frequently, because it's like, oh, cool, we can stop by the outlet stores. And then after you go by there a million times, you're like, yeah, we're not doing that. It's traffic's crazy.
Okay, and don't get gas there.
No, I mean, I wouldn't unless you have to.
Okay.
And plus, get a zebra there, apparently.
Well, maybe. Four zebras on the loose. Apparently, as of, when was this? Yesterday afternoon, three were rodeoed up.
Okay.
I don't know how you would say this.
Lassoed?
Lassoed is probably a better word.
Maybe rodeoed up? I mean, that's how I say it. I usually say it that way. Hey, rodeo up that zebra. Let's go.
You know what I meant.
Yeah, I kind of did, yeah.
Lassoed probably.
Yeah, that's probably better.
By rodeo professionals, they were. It says they were captured by rodeo professionals.
So this was somebody who had them was... They were being transported, or they actually were like...
Yes, correct.
Oh, I see.
They were in a trailer, and they escaped.
How weird is that? How weird would that be? I mean, sometimes lately, I feel like there's been a lot of weird things. Like, there was the guy that had the alligator that was, like, walking right past him on a golf course. And, you know, there was interesting things that you see just walking down the street. Remember the elephant, the baby elephant that broke loose?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, about a week or so ago, and was just... Basically, just walking down the road.
Mm-hmm. And that thing did not look like a baby.
I went, no. Well, yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. I think baby elephant, that I think was the weirdest animal that I've seen, like where it's just walking along down the road. I mean, I've seen a bull before behind my house, right down the middle of the road.
For real?
Yeah, before they put up a ton of houses back behind where I live, it was a lot of field.
Okay.
And somebody's bull got loose, and it was just literally strolling down the middle of the street. And you could see it over my back fence just walking along. In fact, I think I even still have a video of that thing.
Okay. And this was not like a baby bull.
No, there's no bull. It was.
Okay.
I mean, you kind of walked into it.
Yeah. Don't bulldoze me. There's something there. I don't know.
Yeah. Finally, I guess somebody came by and rodeoed it.
It's still early in the morning, Jay. It's pre 8:30.
Yeah,
so
somewhere it's early, yeah.
It's early somewhere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's early for some people.
Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, zebra would be pretty weird.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be kind of interesting? So I guess as of this article, when it was published, they were able to rodeo up three of the zebras. One was still missing.
Oh, no. Wow.
So I'm pretty sure I would assume that they found it by now. But who knows? This happened, I guess, on Sunday. And
at least I wouldn't feel like I was in danger from a zebra. I mean, I'm not going to go up to it and get kicked by it or anything, but I mean, I don't feel like I'm, you know, it's not like the alligator. Yeah, that one's a little sketchy.
Yeah. I feel like a zebra is similar enough to like a horse.
Or a donkey.
Where you kind of have that same, has that same type of feel.
Yeah, I'm not going to go up to it, but by the same token, I don't feel like it's going to run me over and kill me or something.
Right, yeah. But still very interesting to randomly see on a road somewhere.
I could just see you jumping out with your little shoelace lasso trying to rodeo up a zebra. I got it. Do you?
Oh, man. Me and Cody Johnson would have so much to talk about.
Story number two.
Cody Johnson, world roping champion. Producer Steve.
Talking about the rodeo. rodeos are a lot of fun to go to.
Yeah. Are you a rodeo guy? I didn't know that.
I mean, I've been. It's
it's a thing.
It's a thing. It's
really something.
I almost went mutton busting one time.
As a child?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I feel better about that.
But I got too scared and I didn't do it.
Okay.
I had the option.
So, your dad had taken you or something?
Yeah, we were in. We were taking a road trip. We were in Wyoming, and
okay,
they were like, "Hey, any kids want to go mutton busting? Come on down." And I was like, "No."
I would think a majority of kids at that point would say no. I don't feel bad about that one. I mean, I think there's very few kids who really want to go mutton busting.
I mean, it did look kind of fun.
Oh, it looks great for the adults who are watching.
Yeah,
yeah.
And now I can't do it.
Unless it's a really big sheep.
That's true.
And by really big, I mean about, you know, mid-size, like a large dog.
All right, anyway, next story, story number two.
Uh-huh.
This is kind of interesting. An unknown person, possibly, can't be confirmed, can't be denied. Or maybe it could be, I don't know. With a grudge, placed more than 50 food orders from various restaurants in Turkey and sent them to the same address.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah, 25 delivery people arrived in an apartment building, and people recorded this on video.
That's quite the scam.
Yeah. And,
wow.
The person who we don't know who it is for sure.
So they ordered 25 meals from different restaurants and had them all delivered to, like, let's say your house.
Well, 25, it says 25 delivery, about 25 delivery people, but 50 food orders, or
holy
more than 50
smokes.
Food orders, actually, is what it says.
Is it a prank, though, if he paid for it?
Well, that's the thing. Let's see. Oh, yeah. He used cash on delivery option.
Oh, no. They have that? Is that a thing? Can you do that here?
I guess in Turkey it is. I don't know.
I have a feeling they're probably going to change that.
Probably after this, yeah.
Can we do that here?
I don't think that's a thing.
That would be silly. Yeah, you don't want to ever do that. That would just be dumb. You'd be taken advantage of all the time.
Yeah.
Because people would then say, nope, never ordered it.
Mm-hmm. So they're pretty sure that this guy is, an ex-boyfriend with a grudge.
Oh, my gosh.
But we don't know that for sure. We don't want to, innocent until proven guilty or whatever.
Yeah, no, he did it.
Okay.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The rest of us do the cleaning. It just kind of, we try to, many hands make light work, whatever that saying is.
Kevin James.
I'll take your word for it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story is brought to you by the Wheatland Bank.
Well, Jay, I don't know if this is everywhere, but it seems like a great idea, I think.
You seem convinced.
I think so. The pizza chain Domino's, they are rolling out a new initiative called You Tip, We Tip. It started yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Hear me out, Jay.
I kind of like it already.
Okay. So Domino's is awarding customers a $3 coupon whenever they leave at least a $3 tip online for the person who's delivering.
For the driver.
Yeah. And I don't know if this
The whole $3 goes to the driver?
I believe so.
Okay.
And I'm not sure. This might just be an overseas thing or might be in select places. But it does seem like a pretty great idea, doesn't it?
I'm looking at it right now. Feeling tapped out on tip screens. See, so that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. Also to
so
get
you don't
people
have
to
you, well, and you don't have
general.
To do the whole thing though. So you feel like if I do at least, so then you get a benefit. You're saying you get $3, you tip at least $3, and you get a coupon.
Yeah, $3 coupon if you tip at least $3.
So they tip you. That's the thing. So it's not.
Yeah.
Not like the driver's getting any more, and you're basically.
Well, but they're guaranteed at least a $3 tip then.
And you're guaranteed at least a $3 discount on your next order.
Correct.
Huh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, why not?
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of people, for something like that, how do you feel about that? Like, you do tip, right? I mean, that's what you have to do.
I don't usually have them deliver, but, because there's one very, very close to where I live. In fact, we had it Sunday for our family dinner, just because we were coming into town late. Uh-huh. So we pick it up because it's so close. So we don't, because it's, it's like, it's 40 minutes we'll deliver it, but it'll take 40 minutes. I'm like, well, I can drive there in 3.5, so I'm just going to go get it.
Right, right. Now, I'm saying if you, but it doesn't necessarily have to be there, for example. If you wanted to get delivery from someplace else, this would be a good idea, right?
Yeah, I like it. Now, here's my question.
Uh-huh.
I mean, for me, it's beneficial because I'm getting $3 off my next meal for a tip I probably would have made anyway.
Right.
If you're the driver, are more people more likely to only tip $3? Like, if I was going to tip $5, am I now only going to tip $3?
Ooh.
Because all I have to do is tip $3 to get $3?
Perhaps.
Or would I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wonder as a driver, and I should ask my son's friend. He has multiple friends now that I think about who drive, who are delivery drivers for Domino's.
Okay.
What their average tip is. I would text my son, but he's not where he works this afternoon, so there's no way he got up early just to clean the house.
You never know, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't work till like 11:30 today, so you think he got up 3 hours early to maybe just like vacuum? I mean, it's possible. There's a lot of 20-year-old boys that do that.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Yeah, I am curious. If you have an answer to that, feel free to text it in at 509-441-0999. Are you less likely to tip more than $3 because they put the $3 benefit on there?
Right. Well, I think it sort of tries to balance the whole thing too, of because there's probably people who, you know, don't tip or tip very low.
Yep.
Or
yeah, whatever, that's probably true, yeah.
Based on, you know, how much you're spending or whatever, percentage wise and all that stuff. So it's probably meant to be a extreme positive, I would think, overall.
Are you also tipping? Do you get delivery to your house? Do you have, you know, like whatever kind of person deliver, whether it's a Uber Eats or pizza or whatever?
Yeah, I've done it. Yep.
Do you tip based on the size of your order, or do you just tip kind of a generic, normal, well, you drove it here, so you're getting X amount?
Well, I've been doing Uber Eats, and what's nice about that is they give you, like, the percentage. Like, right. Hey, here's
what 15% would be.
Yeah,
math is hard, yeah.
Yeah, math is hard.
Mm-hmm.
So I just go by that because I'm like, well, this is easy. And
so you are doing percentage.
Yeah.
I got you.
And I tend to do, I would usually say 15 to 20.
Are you a good tipper? Well, 15 to 20. You're an okay tipper.
Yeah, it just depends. Sometimes it's more because I'm bad at math.
Would you tip more? And again, I don't know because I don't have anybody deliver any food to my house. Are you more likely to tip more for the person, like if you are at the restaurant, are you tipping more at the restaurant than you are to the delivery guy because he didn't make the food?
No, I usually, it's...
Or is it the same?
Yeah, usually about the same.
Really? Okay. I don't know because I don't get delivery.
I don't know. That's how I usually do it. And I would say actually I'm more of like an 18 to 22%. Really, but
gee, big time.
If something is really bad, I'll do 15.
That's the thing of the tipping. That's the whole problem with the tipping thing. That's why they're saying you're feeling tapped out on tip screens because people feel. Didn't you see that story the other day that the average person spends $500 a year more on tips than they want to?
Oh, I believe
because
that.
Because they feel guilted into it.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody flips the screen around. This is what I'd like to know from somebody who's running the screen. Like, do you know immediately what I touch?
I mean, they can see what you're doing.
Yeah, but if they can't, because some of them you can't, so you can't tell what I mean.
Just based on the angle?
Unless like based on proximity of where my finger is on the screen, you know, I tip, nope, not doing it. No way. For what you did, are you kidding me? There should be that button.
Yeah.
So, but like, and then it disappears, but does it show up on their side? Like, does it show up on the little reader thing on the register? I don't know that.
Yeah, I would think at some places it does, but maybe not. I could be wrong.
I want to know that.
Yeah, well. That's interesting. You know, the first time that I went to, there was a fast food restaurant that I went to years ago, maybe not that long ago, but that I had never seen like a, hey, you can tip this, or, you know, skip the tip.
Right.
And I had never tipped at a fast food restaurant before.
Right.
And I saw that for the first time and I go, oh, whoa.
like out loud you said it?
Yeah.
That's subtle.
and then I was like, well, I guess I got a tip. Yeah, so then I pressed whatever the percentage was.
See, that's the thing. That you're doing, spending $500 a year more than you want to because you just feel guilty.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do.
I'm over the guilt thing, man. I'm pretty good at the whole, nah, you know what, nah. I'm good. Thanks for asking, though. She's turning around. Oh, wow. No, you know what? I'm not going to tip, but thank you so much for asking. Have a great day. No? That would make you uncomfortable? Oh, your mic went off? Is your board broken?
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can. Did your board go crazy again? He's looking. You should see Steve's face. He's so confused. Now talk. See, now he's just confused because he can't get his mic on.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, it was like a vacation for a second.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, shave it or save it. With
what is it called
Steve.
Again, Kevin?
It is shave it or save it.
You know how much that production element cost us? It was a ton of money.
Kevin James.
Well, if our producer wasn't so busy growing hair, he could have produced
he
one.
He could have done that.
Well, yeah. then I should shave.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Hopefully Steve's mic will work for Beat the Show. I don't know.
I think I got it figured out.
Oh, look at him go. Wow.
It wasn't the mic that was the problem. It was I couldn't hear anything. It was the whole thing.
The operator error that was the problem.
Yep. My fault. Yeah. Sorry.
It's all right. Hunter, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you. Appreciate it. We're going to play for a little Dutch Bros here. Beat the Show brought to you by Dutch Bros. We thank them for that. Let's see. Our category today, you're going to have to challenge me because Kev's not here till tomorrow. So category today, Johnny Galecki. Are you familiar?
No.
Okay, good. All right. That's both of us then. So we'll have a combined one right maybe at somewhere in the show. So let's play. All right, seven questions. Steve, wave your hands, and I'll come back in 60 seconds.
Okay, I can tell you. I'll let you know this in advance.
Okay.
He's known for being on The Big Bang Theory. He was Leonard on The Big Bang Theory, if that helps.
Oh, I know who he is. Yeah, I know which one he is.
Yeah, his glasses, kind of curly hair.
Yeah, I know which one he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, do you actually, or are you just
I do
saying
actually,
that?
Yeah. Okay. I never watched the show, but I know he's kind of a roundish sort of faced guy.
I mean, everybody's got a sort of roundish
I'll
face.
I'll see you in 60 seconds.
All right, here we go. All right, Hunter. Johnny Galecki, he is known for being on The Big Bang Theory. How many seasons did that show last?
14 seasons.
14, okay. Johnny was born overseas in a country that's capital is Brussels. Can you name that country?
Greece.
Johnny played David in Roseanne and The Conners. Who played or plays Dan Connor in those shows?
Jeff, I can't remember his last name.
Johnny was born April 30th, 1975. How old is Johnny turning today? He's celebrating a birthday.
He's 49.
Johnny is said to have been one of the highest paying actors from 2017 to 2019, earning about how much per episode on The Big Bang Theory? We'll do closest to.
800,000.
Johnny dated his Big Bang Theory co-star Kalu Cuoco for about 2 years while they were a couple on the show. Is that true or false?
True.
Okay. All right, Jay, come on back. I'm waving. All right.
How'd it go?
We'll see.
We'll see. I was like, who do you want to answer that
one
question?
One of those, huh? okay, well, here we go.
All righty. All right, Jay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Question number
pass.
One.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, if you want to pass.
No, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to see how I do.
Okay. Question one. Johnny Galecki is known for playing or for being on The Big Bang Theory. How many seasons did that show last?
That was on for a long time.
You sure you want to go with true on that one?
I'm going to go 10 years.
10 years. Okay.
10 years.
10
yeah.
seasons. Okay,
yeah, whatever.
Johnny was born overseas in a country that's capital is Brussels. Name that country.
Belgium.
Johnny played David in Roseanne and The Conners. Who played or plays Dan Connor in those shows?
Oh, it's John Goodman.
Johnny was born April 30th, 1975, celebrating a birthday today. How old is Johnny turning today?
75.
75. Okay. Johnny has said
that was a question. Yeah, 75.
Okay. Johnny is said to have been one of the highest paying actors from 2017 to 19, earning about how much per episode on The Big Bang Theory? We'll do closest to.
Oh, 1.2 million.
Johnny dated his Big Bang Theory co-star Kaylee Cuoco for about 2 years. Well,
really? Did he?
Was that true or false?
Wow, true. Nah, it can't be. But I already said it, so.
Okay. You both got through six questions.
I mean, Mr. First Answer, I asked a question. 75, because in my head I was going to do the math, but oh, 75, okay.
Well, you said it out loud. Well, then what do you want? Do you want?
No.
Now it's
nope,
too late.
No, you just wait till the show's over.
What does that mean? Is that a threat?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see how we did, Hunter.
I feel very threatened. Right. Very threatened. I don't know if we can give Jay the win now. We'll see. Well, we'll see.
Well, I don't even know if I got it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Johnny is known for being on The Big Bang Theory. How many seasons did that show last?
I mean, I said 10. What did Hunter say?
Hunter said 14. The answer is 12.
Oh, ooh. Split the difference. 1-1.
Yeah.
One, one.
Split the difference.
Yeah,
yeah. Johnny was born overseas in a country that's capital is Brussels. Name that country. Kind of a cool thing, right?
I mean, sure. If you like Belgium, I love their waffles.
Sure. Well, we don't know if that's right or wrong, Jay.
Oh.
You said Belgium. Hunter said Greece. Actually, you are right. It is okay. Belgium.
All right. Come on,
unfortunately,
man. Come
you're
on,
correct.
Man. Sorry. 2-1.
Johnny played David in Roseanne and the Connors. Who played or plays Dan Connor in those shows?
You know, I saw a preview for this show just the other day at the Connors. And I said to my wife, man, John Goodman's actually looking old. So that's... Did you think of that same thing, Hunter?
No way. I was thinking of Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, dang it.
Kind of close, though.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff Goldblum, John Goodman. Kind of close names, yeah.
Yeah, JG.
Yeah.
Yeah. So correct on you, Jay. Very
good.
Thank
you.
Johnny was born on April 30th, 1975.
Yeah, yeah.
How old is Johnny turning today? Jay said 75.
I said 75, which is apparently wrong, Hunter. That's bad math. Yeah.
Hunter was absolutely correct. He said 49.
Gosh, he does not look 49. Okay, well, nice job. 3-2 in favor of me.
Johnny is said to have been one of the highest paying actors from 2017 to 2019, earning about how much per episode on The Big Bang Theory? Closest to on that one.
I said 1.2.
You said 1.2. Hunter said 800,000. Mm. The answer was 900,000.
Oh, Hunter with the point. 3-3. Yeah,
very nice. Johnny dated his Big Bang Theory co-star Kaylee Cuoco for about 2 years while they were a couple on the show. Is that true or false?
I just didn't know that's how her name was pronounced, so I was thrown.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, what did I say? True?
You did. I don't know if you made it in time.
There's no way. No, I was way after.
Okay. Hunter also said true, and the correct answer is true.
Oh, well, look at him go. For the win, 4-3. Nice effort, Hunter. What was the last question, just for fun?
Johnny was in the movie I Know What You Did Last Summer. What year did that film come out?
Oh, boy. What would your guess have been, Hunter?
99.
What do you think, Jay?
I would have said 2008.
Whoa. Okay. 97.
That's what I said. Hunter, congratulations on the win. You got yourself $15 to Dutch Bros.
Oh, boy.
I don't
75?
Know. 75? Yes, for the win. 75.
Me and my daughter are going to enjoy that. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You're more than welcome. How old's your daughter?
She's right here. She's 9. We're actually sitting in front of her school.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, hello to your daughter. What is her name?
Oh. My name is
Josiah. What a sweetheart. Hey, ask her if she wants a Coyote Country sweatshirt.
Yeah, she would. She'd love one.
Okay. Hold on a second. We'll get a size and we'll get you guys hooked up, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yes. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Okay, Steve, take care of Hunter for me, will you?
Okay, writing down sizes. I can do that.
Yes, sir.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Okay, buddy, you're the best.
Kevin James.
I know I am, and you guys are the best, too, and I will tell my mom you guys said hi.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Just goes to show you I'm extremely predictable when I said goodbye to Sean.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
You're the best, too, and I'll say hi to my mom for you. Okay, well.
I mean, he got it covered, right?
Yeah, it's good. I don't even have to remind him.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
All right, Steve, stat of the daytime.
Okay, Jay, I got my mic on, so I am good to go.
And your headphones are on. Yeah. This is all great.
And I can hear everything.
Thank you.
It's wonderful. So what do you think the time of the day that people are least likely to lie? Like a range.
Wow.
A range in time. There is a time according to a study.
I'm going to say 10 to noon.
Ooh.
I just kind of made up a two-hour window. I didn't know what the window was, but...
It's a three-hour window. So 9
to noon. I think, yeah, that's what I'm going to stick with.
9 to noon?
Yeah.
You're very close. You want to take another stab at it?
No, I don't, because I don't want to be wrong again, Steve.
Okay.
Once during this segment is enough.
Well, you maybe would have been right, because it's 8 to 11.
Wow, so right away in the morning, first thing in the morning, boom, you're at work, you're not going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie for at least 3 hours.
Minimum.
I almost said lunch, and then I thought, well, no, that's dumb. People are going to lie about lunch. You know, they're going to lie about, you know, where they went, how much they spent, how much they ate, you know, all that stuff. Why were you late getting back? All those things lead themselves to lying or stretching the truth, as it were.
Although, wouldn't you lie potentially at the beginning of the day or why you late?
I think
for
work? Well, that's true. Yeah, why you're late.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could you're still least likely.
Yeah, apparently. So according to this study, 8 to 11 in the morning is least likely. And they say that...
Not for us.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm constantly lying.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Really
yeah, it's like, man, this guy over here.
This guy.
Holy liar.
They do say after 11, the moral compass takes a nosedive.
Wow.
Researchers believe that as the day drags on and people get tired, they fib to make things easier.
It makes sense.
So if you want an honest assessment, whether it's about your work or your new haircut, asking in the morning is the best policy.
Okay, if you want the truth.
Yeah.
If you're asking about your haircut and you don't really want the truth, right around 2:30, 3 o'clock, probably a good time. How's my hair look?
Mm-hmm. That's
what
I've
been meaning to tell you all day. It looks fantastic. I love what you've done.
I love what you've done with the place or the hair.
Yeah, right. Steve, what would your thought be on just growing out your hair?
Oh, I've done it before. Well, not seriously long, but I've let it go.
I'm talking about like kind of the one length bushy all the way around look, like 6 to 10 months where they're just letting it go.
Oh, 6 to 10.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I can't do that. It just curls in the back, and it looks, after 2 months, it's,
Yeah, but I'm thinking about maybe in like 2 months. Okay, let's see.
Two and a half. It depends.
Okay, so if we started today, and then right around, let's give it till 4th of July, then we take the pictures for the billboard, you know, the one we're going to put up that says, Steve, producer Steve, looking for love. What was that guy's billboard again? Single... marriage. Wait, what was it?
He said
seeks
karaoke.
Female marriage minded. Yeah, seeks female marriage minded. Enjoys karaoke. That's what the guy.
Yeah.
In was it Texas?
Yeah.
Or Florida?
It was
way.
Texas. Yeah.
Texas. Okay. Yeah. And he had lonely mail. We wouldn't put that. We would just put single mail.
Yeah.
Seeks female marriage minded. Enjoys Riverfront Park. Long walks on the beach. What did we decide?
I mean, I said catnaps, but you did not like that.
I don't think that's going to make people want to. And maybe, I don't know.
Who doesn't like a good catnap?
I mean, I don't know if you want to put that on a billboard, though.
I mean, I don't want to put my face on a billboard either, but you're demanding this.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. We are paying for one.
I don't like this.
I got to make a call the second the show's over to see how much it's going to cost to put that up. And then I have to convince my wife. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Wait.